Appreciate an interest in your prayers this evening. What a blessing to be in the presence of God tonight. I believe it was Brother Ed that mentioned this morning that we still have hope because Jesus is still alive. I have hope tonight because the presence of God is still visiting us. I have hope tonight when we look at the world and how strong of a pull that it has. We have hope tonight because the power of God is greater than the power of the world. The power of God is greater than the power of the flesh tonight. The power of God is greater than the strongholds that we look on our lost loved ones and we look on the world and sometimes if we're not careful, we'll begin to be discouraged by it. Start to feel a little despondency and think, how is it possible for them to escape the stronghold of the enemy? But tonight I am so thankful that there is still a way to escape through the power of Jesus Christ. I was seeking the Lord before the meeting, and the Lord just visited me in such a precious way. And if I can just pay a little tribute to Brother Leslie tonight, the Lord began to flow the scriptures into my heart. And all I could hear was Brother Leslie preaching this message. And I was so inspired because I could just see Brother Leslie's enthusiasm. But it goes beyond Brother Leslie. You know, Brother Leslie's rejoicing tonight. Because the joy that Brother Leslie found is working in his son's life tonight. And it was because the power of God has not changed. There is a scripture found over in the book of Zechariah, if you will turn with me. Zechariah chapter 13 in the first verse. He said, in that day, there shall be a fountain opened in the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. In that day, the prophet was talking about the gospel day. He was talking about when Jesus would come, that there would be a fountain that was opened in the house of, to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And the purpose of the fountain was for sin and for uncleanness. Now think for a moment what it must have been like to live under the old covenant. They yearly offered bulls and goats. They came with their sacrifices and they had to do it yearly. But do you know that there was no power in the blood of the bulls and goats to bring a deep soul cleansing from the power of sin? God honored the sacrifice and He forgave them from all sins they had committed, but it was pointing forward to a day that there would be a fountain open that would cleanse the power of the sin from the soul itself. It was pointing forward to the day of Jesus Christ. We read about those that came and they offered their sacrifices. They went home and what do we find them doing? Going back to sin. Not having the power to say no to sin and the flesh and the power of the enemy. They had the right, if anybody had the right, to say the devil made me do it. Because they did not find in the sacrifice the ability to consistently have victory. And so they had to yearly go back and do it again and again. But thank God tonight, there was a fountain open when Jesus Christ came and He died on the cross We read about over in the book of John, we won't take the time, but in the 19th chapter of John, the soldiers went when Jesus was there on the cross. And they took the spear of the soldier and they pierced his side. And it said from his side flowed blood and water. Now, at minimum, that is an interesting fact, if not significant spiritually. But from his side flowed blood and water. Begin to consider, what was this fountain that was prophesied that would be open for sin and uncleanness? We read about and talk about the fountain of blood that cleanses us from our sin. Jesus talked about being living water that would come, and if you drank of the water that he would give to us, he said, you won't thirst again. Do you know that was the fountain? It was a dual significance that there was a fountain for all sin and uncleanness, where men and women were incapable of saying no to themselves. There is a power in the blood of Jesus tonight that we can live a life of victory. It is through the blood of Jesus, that fountain of blood tonight, that gives me hope for our lost world. It is that hope and that fountain of blood when we think about those that are all, their lives are just wrecked with sin. And we look at it and I say, I don't have the answers. I don't know how to untangle their life. I don't know what to do. But thank God, I know that there is still a fountain tonight that can take the things that surpass what we advice we can give. And there is a divine power tonight in the blood that can completely, radically change people's lives. Oh, it's not because of anything we have done, but there is still a fountain tonight that is flowing. And it's still been flowing for 2,000 years for whatever sin, whatever problem there is. We just need to come to the fountain tonight. Thank God for the fountain. If you'll allow me to share a few personal experiences about that fountain. A couple weeks ago, we got a call from someone that's, their daughter is devil-possessed. And I had been pretty sick, and frankly, in the flesh, I didn't feel like dealing with it. And we knew that there were things that were going on in this young woman's life that the voice of the enemy was speaking out of her, and there were things going on. And in the flesh, my spirit began to draw away. Went to prayer meeting one night, and someone began to testify. And the blood of Jesus was mentioned. And the Lord spoke to me and said, there's the answer. There's the answer. Oh, tonight there is power in the blood to drive Satan out of people's lives. It's not because of any holiness that any of us have. It is not because of a good history that we have. But there is a fountain flowing from Jesus tonight that we have authority over the power of Satan. And we do not need to shy away. We do not need to cower. We do not need to be afraid when we look at the strongholds and the devil possessions and the addictions of drug and alcohol. Because there is a fountain, thank God, that has been opened up and it's still flowing out. Yes. Our hands were a little bit tied in dealing with the individual. They were a minor and we were trying to cooperate and work with their parents. But you know, we gave them the answer. But you have to plunge into that fountain if you want it. I have seen in other countries and other places over and over and over the devil possessed be set free because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I remember one time, and if you've heard me share it before, please forgive me. But one night after being in the presence of some spirits, I was in my room by myself, 8,000 miles away from you all, and I was feeling pretty lonely. And the presence of darkness came to my room, and I felt the presence of evil like I have never felt before and experienced. It was a reality. The presence was at the room, at my door, and began to try to come in. And I began to pray, and I was laying there. I began to pray, and pretty soon I couldn't pray to myself any longer. And I had to begin openly rebuke because it was forcing and pressing in. And I began to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know, before long, that presence had to leave. There is power tonight in the blood of Jesus Christ. If there are things in your life tonight that you have struggled with, and it seems like that you don't know where the answer is, it's not in church. It's not in changing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The answer tonight is coming to that fountain that has been opened up and plunging yourself in and saying, Lord, it's nothing myself, but I need a divine power in my life. There is the devil hates the blood of Jesus. In your battles of life, you begin to plead the blood, and you're going to find you have power over the enemy. Not because of you, but it's in spite of us, but it's because of the blood of Jesus. Thank God that there is still a power. The purpose of it was to remove sin. It was to cleanse from all unrighteousness. And take note that it said it was to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Those that rejected Christ, those that crucified Him, those that betrayed Him, those that did all manner of evil, the fountain of the blood of Jesus that was open reached down even to those people that had rejected Christ. Tonight, it doesn't really matter how many times you have rejected Jesus. It doesn't matter if you minister to those that are in old age that have pushed the Lord aside and they wonder, is there any hope because I've rejected Him? I'm on my deathbed. I can testify to you tonight, the blood of Jesus reaches the elderly that are dying that have rejected the Lord over and over. The fountain was open to even the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Tonight, the Lord loves all of us, and the fountain's open to us. We have access to the fountain of blood. We sing a song in our book, Blessed Fountain of Blood. It says, there's a blessed fount of blood. It flows from Jesus' side. And I have plunged my guilty soul beneath its cleansing tide. There is a blessed fount of blood. It said, which gladdens all my life. It saves me now, oh joy to know, from sorrow, sin, and strife. That's what Brother Philip was singing about. It was the blood of Jesus that did that. It radically transformed. Folks, we don't need to. Have you ever seen people around a pool of water just kind of dipping their toes in? You dip your toes in things of God, it's not going to work for you. Did you hear what I said? Yes. If you dip your toes in spiritual things, it's not going to work for you. And you wonder why I've gone down to the altar year after year after year and some's not working. Thank God you've got to plunge in the fountain and just go and run with all your might and jump in and be immersed in the blood of Jesus, and it will radically change your life. It will gladden your life. It will purge all of the sin and the iniquity. It will do what the blood of bulls and of goats could not do. Too many people tonight are living an Old Testament experience. And I wonder, what do people really think that are out preaching that you can't live without sin? What did the atonement of Jesus Christ do? Because they have that in the Old Testament. They could just, Jesus did more than save us from the inconvenience of bringing an animal in tonight and offering sacrifice. Jesus gave a perfect sacrifice to purge the conscience and the spirit and the soul to make us a new creature that we could go and sin no more because of the power of that fountain that was open when Jesus died. Do you have hope tonight? Thank the Lord. The blood of Jesus, 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from what? Do you get that all? It cleanseth us from all sin, folks. It's the blood of Jesus. That's what found was open us. It is a purifier. The blood of Jesus is a stain remover tonight. If there are things in your past that you just cannot seem to escape, the blood of Jesus can free you tonight, that you can enjoy the blessings of the Lord and move on from the sins of your past. There's a fountain that is open tonight, and it's still flowing. There is still power. Let's sing a verse of that song. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Sing a verse of it. Would you be free from your burden of sin?
Power in the blood. In other words, when did you be people of victory? When there's wonderful power in the blood, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There is power tonight to deliver and set free from all of the addictions of the world. The liar can be set free from lying. The fornicator can be set free from committing fornication. The adulterer can be set free from committing adultery. You can be set free from hypocrisy tonight. It doesn't matter what everybody thinks about you. We know how we're living tonight. There is a fountain that is opened up for all sin and all unrighteousness tonight. There is power in the blood of Jesus to enable us to forgive those that have treated us wrong. There is power in the blood of Jesus tonight to free us from the bitterness of the things of our past. Can we not testify to those things tonight? We would have truly an all-night prayer meeting or testifying service, it actually wouldn't get done tonight. If we went around and shared what the Lord had done in our life, the things that we couldn't do for ourselves. But there is a power tonight that is greater than us. This is just simple gospel. Oh, can't you hear Brother Leslie talking about, oh, the fountain was open. It just opened up and began to just flow and reach everybody. Oh, I'm so thankful for that fountain tonight. Thank God for that. There's hope. And this is where the psalmist David also said in 36 and 9 of Psalms. He said, for with thee is the fountain of life. Now the reference here was the fountain of water that was opened up. But it all pointed back to Christ. It all pointed back to Jesus Christ. A fountain is something that springs forth freshly. It springs forth. It does not come from a reserve of water. It doesn't come from a storage tank, but it comes from a fresh source, a fountain, a living stream. Folks, Jesus did not come to bring us just another religion. He didn't come that we would just go on following a form of godliness. The Pharisees had that. The Pharisees were very strict in a lot of ways. But he came to minister to the very essence of who we are in our spirit. And he came to give us life. People are looking to this and they're looking to that. But folks, Jesus is the source tonight. And do you know that all of us here this evening are capable, number one, of experiencing that fountain that's been opened? And number two, all of us are capable of taking that simple message of hope to the world. Amen. We may say, well, I don't have all the answers, but we know one that does. We know one tonight that there's a fountain that's been opened of blood that can transform and cleanse. Folks, this is the message the world needs. The world does not need more religion. They need a transformation. And this is the reason why we come. Many of us have been here for many years around the saints. But folks, it doesn't matter how much doctrine we know. It doesn't matter how long you come to service with mom and dad. All of us need to come and be plunged neath the flood of the blood of Jesus Christ and be transformed. And it makes it personal now. Now I'm not just adhering to a set of traditions or rules or good customs, though they may be, but the Lord has changed my life, and there's something within my heart that's flowing and is fresh and invigorating because we've come into the fountain. Thank the Lord for a fountain that's been opened, and it's not by good works. There's another song, if we could sing another verse of it. Robert, Renee, I claim the blood. Can you all help us sing a verse of that? In times not only, as they're getting that song, not only tonight is it for sin and uncleanness. You know, there are many times in our life we need to claim the blood. Yes. Times of weakness. Times of temptation when it just seems like the devil will not leave you alone. And you about get to the end and you don't feel like you can handle it anymore. There is a power tonight. There is a fountain that has been opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I can come back and I can plead the blood of Jesus and say, Lord, I'm weak in the flesh. I need the power of the blood to enable me to keep saying no to Michael. I need the power of the blood because the temptation is so strong. Folks, in every weakness that we have tonight, there's a power and we can still claim the blood. I have a source of
strength when I am weak. That takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source.
Thank the Lord, there's a source tonight.
Power from
a source of power
above.
From above. Power tonight that comes from above. And there is a source tonight that we have the great privilege of coming to in our sin tonight, in our brokenness, in the messes that we've made of life. We have the privilege of coming to that fountain that has been opened, and the Lord will receive us. To those that are saved and serving the Lord, there is a source tonight when we are weak, when we are incapable, when we feel so inadequate, when we are in need, when we are in sickness, we can also come to that source and get under that fountain. And it's still transforming tonight. I found the source. We found it tonight. And it makes me happy. We have the source tonight. And Lord, help us not to put a muffler on it. We have a source tonight the world needs to hear. But I don't want to know the source of this power and then sit in my seat and struggle and struggle and struggle so needlessly when there is a fresh, invigorating fountain of cleansing and strength. Yes. And all I need to do is come to the Lord and just present myself and receive, Lord, whatever you want to do in my life. But I want to get under that fountain. It's waiting there. The prophet Isaiah also spoke about the living water over in Isaiah 41. Very familiar passage, verse 17. He said, when the poor and the needy, you ever feel poor and needy? I just don't have what I need. He said, when they seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, he said, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. And listen to what he said he'd do. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make in the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. And then can't you just hear Jesus saying, oh, if any man's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. If you drink of all of these other sources around here, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink of what I give to you, you'll never thirst again. You don't have to go looking for something else to satisfy. But there's a source right there. And when you have a need in your spirit, just get into that fountain. You ever gone to get a drink at a drinking fountain and you just got this little... I don't know how the ones out here are. They may be good. But you know, a lot of those, they get clogged up. And you want to get a drink, and people have put their mouths down there, and then you get this little bit of water barely coming out. It's like, I'm good. I don't need a drink. But when you can go and push on that button, and that water comes high enough, it gets it away from all the contamination. And the water comes up high and fresh and cold. You can just drink to your heart's content. Do you know tonight when you come to the fountain that has been opened up in Jesus Christ, you can drink until you are satisfied tonight. You don't have to go away thirsty. Don't have to go away with needs. Because he said in the desert places. In the desert places. Some of you have been to the San Joaquin Valley. In California, that place used to be a desert. Used to be a desert, but when they got water in there, it transformed the desert. And now it's called the food basket of the world. Because water transformed it. Tonight, if you're dry and you're just like a desert, there is a fountain that has been opened that will transform your life, that where you have been stunted spiritually, you can begin to grow. You can begin to bear fruit. You can begin to offer something back because the Jesus Christ has come in and enabled you. I used to be dry, but I got under that fountain in the living water of Jesus Christ. He changed. He changed my life. Oh, tonight, the Lord wants to make streams in our deserts. He wants to cleanse. He wants to purify. But he also wants to just let that water of life flow freely. There's no need for us to be spiritually dead tonight. There is no need to stay in a place of spiritual poverty because there is a source, there's a fountain of blood, and there's a fountain of living water. And it's nothing that we have done, but we have responsibility to come and fully surrender ourselves and plunge into the depth. Oh, I think about the man at the pool of Bethesda. Remember, he was there and he was lame and he was waiting. He wanted to get in that pool of water when it was troubled. Because if you were the first one in, you could be made whole. And Jesus came along and said, what are you doing? Why are you here? And he's like, someone always gets there before I do. He began to tell why. And Jesus looked at him and said, take up your bed. Rise up. You don't have to wait here any longer. He said, rise up and walk. Because Jesus was the source. Do you know tonight, we don't have to look around and think, well, it's just, you know, Brother Philip, it seems like he's getting all the blessings over here, and the Lord just really... No! There is a fountain that has been opened for all of us. And I don't need to say in my little corner, in my spiritual poverty, when there is a fountain that is just bursting with something fresh and new. I wonder tonight if literally, there were two fountains right up here. And there is a fountain of blood. We say, if anybody has sin, anybody has addictions, secret sins, anything in your life, and you need to be purged, All you have to do is just come and plunge, get under this flood of blood. Wonder if there's anybody here tonight that's out. I do that. And we think physically. And there's another fountain of just fresh water. We say if you're dry tonight, there's a fountain that's been opened up, and you can come and present yourself to Jesus Christ, and He can begin to renew and restore and invigorate. I wonder tonight how many of us say, Lord, I'm saved, but I'm struggling, and I'm tired. And Lord, I need something to take my desert, because I want to prosper and I want to bloom. But all we have to do is come and get under that fountain. Tonight, there is not a literal physical fountain, but there is a literal spiritual fountain in Jesus Christ that has been opened up, and it is just as effective tonight as it was when Jesus walked the earth. It is just as effective as when the apostles went and they preached a message of deliverance to the captives, and they healed the sick, and those that were weary and tired could come and be refreshed and renewed in that fountain. Folks, it's still flowing tonight. I want to encourage us tonight to plunge into that fountain, because there is a fountain that has been opened. There is going to come a day when we no longer have access to that fountain that's been opened. It's when the Lord Jesus comes back and He ushers us into the judgment. But tonight, there is no sin too great. There is no experience too dry. But that we can all have access to this fountain, because the Lord is just waiting, not willing for any of us to lose out. He doesn't want us to stay dry or stale, but He wants us to be alive with spiritual life and vitality tonight. I'm so thankful for the fountain that's been opened. It gives me courage. It gives me hope for my children. It gives me hope for the world. It gives me hope for myself. It gives me a message to go take to a lost world. In a world where there's so much religion, you think, what do I have to offer that everybody hasn't always already heard? It is a message of the power of Jesus Christ that can still transform and work in your life. Is there anybody that needs a plunge beneath that flood tonight? It's still open. Amen.